Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 368. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and Lorraine and I, well, we couldn't connect this time around. In fact, we give it a good try, but it didn't work out. So anyhow, this is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and thank you for listening. Just to let you know, we are a member, an affiliate member of NACTA, the National Association of Career Travel Agents. And you can find the website at hometravelagent.net. And on the website, you can listen to all the episodes, including this one and past episodes going back to show number 170. So jump over to the Homebase Travel Agent website, hometravelagent.net, and give us a try. Also, on the right-hand side of the page, you'll find a place where you can subscribe to our newsletter, and that only comes out when we produce a show. Or maybe sometimes if there's a big event or an emergency or something, we'll contact you. But you're not going to get an email from us every day. So, and that's good. I don't like that either. And on today's show, we're going to be talking to Magnum Travel Worldwide, and we're going to be talking about their host agency, and we'll be speaking with Megan, and that's coming up in a little bit. But this morning, I received a phone call from a long-term listener, a long-time listener. Actually, I think she might have even been on the show at one point in the past, and she is a jazz musician, and I played some of her music on the show a few years ago. And today I got a phone call from her, and she said she has some seats left on a river cruise. And I said, well, why don't we just have you on the show here prior to getting into the interview portion and talk a little bit about what you have to offer, and maybe if there are travel agents out there that can help Lori out, well, that would be great. She has some seats left. But anyhow, Lori, what's going on with your river cruise?
All right. Well, nice to talk to you again, Barry. First of all, thanks. And I have changed my focus to knitting simply because I am a knitter and I love that craft. It's peaceful. It's wonderful. There's a lot of knitters out there that love to take cruises. And I had an opportunity at a knit festival to meet a woman named Andrea Wong. She's from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And she learned something called the Portuguese style of knitting as a child. And as her life went on, she married someone who was Dutch and moved to Cleveland. And I don't know, she's just awesome. She speaks Portuguese. And she also took a trip to Portugal, where she wrote a book called The Portuguese Style of Knitting. Well, now this whole knitting style has taken off, and she had told me that she wanted to do another trip to Portugal. So I thought about it and realized that that is just sort of a wonderful opportunity. In other words, I call it Knit Lovers on the Douro, and it's basically Portuguese knitting with the master Portuguese knitter, Andrea Wong. Now, I did use Viking River Cruises, and the reason I did was because their Portugal itinerary is one of their favorites, you know, between them as personally as a company, you know, the little inside secret before it's overblown is that that's a really good trip. It's not a real active itinerary, but it has a lot of beautiful stops along the way. So anyway, the trip involves 10 days and starting in Lisbon and then ending in Porto. You know, basically it's going to happen in May of 2017. So that's the time when Andrea Wong was able to get off of work because she has a heavy teaching schedule. So she's going to go. I'm going to go. It's really going to be touchy-feely knitters, you know, with a welcome basket and this particular style of knitting that involves either wrapping the yarn around the neck or on these pins so you can double knit. And the other cultural aspect of it is that we're going to take a day trip to a town where they make anything they could in Turkey. And, of course, Turkey is not the hot destination this year. Portugal is. So It looked like a no-brainer to me. It's white hot. The destination of Portugal is fabulous right now, and the river cruise is a good deal. For me, I went ahead and booked these five cabins in addition to what we already have, which is four. I booked the five because I wanted to make sure that my customers got the free air deal. I didn't want to come along and say, oh, whoops, now it's a different price. So it's going to be the same price. They get their round trip airfare included, and that's into Lisbon and out of Porto from pretty much any major city in the U.S. And then the price is very good. Our pricing is not not gouging anybody. It's really pretty much what it is. So therefore, I want to go ahead and sell it. But right now, I've got a lot of things personally, actually, on my plate, and I need to reach out to some other travel agents to try to publicize it a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, sometimes things happen, and I know yours are more in the line of family emergency things, and those do happen, and it's. You know, good that we have this venue here that you can reach out to other travel agents for a little help. So, you know, if you're out there and you have clients that are interested in river cruising and knitting, and that's a great combination, by the way, you know, give Lori a call, get a hold of her, and, you know, make some kind of a deal, make the arrangements, and send your clients on a great cruise.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, my first price, the standard room is starting at about $4,500. That includes everything, you know, except for travel insurance, but which, you know, I really insist that people buy separately. You know, then it goes up a little bit from there. But really, I mean, considering you've got your airfare and a gourmet meal type, you know, with guides and this personal trip to Aro Roche, and that's how it's pronounced. I love it. I love it. I love working with this woman. She's fabulous. She's the sweetest, sweetest lady, and anybody would just feel so warm on this trip. So, do you need my contact info?
Yeah. How would travel agents or anyone out there that might be interested in going on this cruise? How would they get a hold of you?
Okay. I am called Claremont Travel Now, because I moved back to my hometown, and that's where I live. I live on Claremont Drive, and so Claremont Travel, and my phone number is 724-318-5299. And my email is the same as it always was. It's jazzmusictravel@gmail.com. And if anyone's a real knitter, really into it, they can check out a group on Ravelry, which is a website for knitters.
Okay.
Like Ravel and Unravel.
That's pretty good.
Ravelry. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Lori, for coming on board, and we hope we can help you out. You know, one travel agent's helping travel agents. What better thing is there to do here? So. Okay, now what we're going to do next is we're going to bring Megan Pringle from Magnum Travel Worldwide, and we're going to talk about her host agency, and she has a kind of a unique proposition for people who are just starting out and maybe interested in getting their feet wet in the travel business. So here we go with Megan. Well, welcome everybody, and thank you for being a listener to the Homebase Travel Agent Show and taking a little bit of time out of your busy day to be with us. And today we have Megan Pringle with Magnum Travel. But we don't have Laureen. And actually what happened was we had this interview scheduled for this past Wednesday, and now we're recording on a Friday. And everything was all set up, and actually Laureen and Megan were in contact with each other. But I was on my way to, actually in the emergency room at the University or Michigan State University Animal Hospital. We had to run Coco over there, our dog, our pet Maltese, which if you've been a longtime listener, you've heard Coco barking in the background many times. And he had a problem on Wednesday, and we rushed him over an hour and a half drive over to East Lansing and got him to the Michigan State University Animal Hospital, and they did an exam on him, and well, Coco's 11 years old. Actually, he is as old as this podcast, so we just got Coco when we started doing this podcast. But anyhow, what they found is that he likely has a compressed or slipped disc in his lower back. And we have medicine, and if he gets a lot of bed rest, he'll be fine, hopefully in 3 to 4 weeks. But the trick is to keep him down resting, which is not easy sometimes, especially if he hears a noise outside or he wants to bark. So I don't know. You probably won't hear him on this episode, but hopefully you'll hear Coco in future episodes. But anyhow, with that, I want to introduce my guest again here, who is Megan Pringle with Magnum Travel. And welcome to the show, Megan.
Thanks, Barry. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. And we are going to talk a little bit about Magnum Travel. Magnum Travel is a host agency. I think most all of the people who listen to the show are involved in one way or another with a host agency, or if you're looking to become a travel agent, now is the time to maybe start looking into host agencies. So we're happy to have Magnum Travel on with Megan here to talk about host agencies, and in particular, her host agency. So Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with Magnum.
Sure. Well, first, I want to thank you and Lorraine for having me on the show. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Magnum Travel and the host agency world. Magnum Travel, we are a family-owned and run host agency. My mom and I run it together. It's been a host agency since January of 1993. I've been on board for, well, I grew up with it pretty much, but I've been on board working full-time with my mom for a little over a year now. And my role is more hands-on with recruiting new agents to become independent contractors and working with our agents to make sure their communication with our vendors is fluid and just making sure their businesses are as successful as we can help them become.
You know, and before we get into any more details about Magnum Travel, I want to disclose to our listeners that Magnum Travel Worldwide, that's the proper name, is going to be a sponsor of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I really want to thank Megan for that and that opportunity. And just so you know, that as we go through the interview, the Home Base Travel Agent Show will benefit from you as a travel agent, perhaps signing up as a member of Magnum Travel Worldwide. So we have a vested interest here, and I want to make sure our listeners know that. What does Magnum Travel do? How is it unique for travel agents?
Sure. Well, we offer three membership options with our host agency. Our most basic is called our business group. We kind of designed it more for beginner travel agents or people who want to use travel as their part-time business or who could benefit from adding it on to their current full-time businesses. We have a couple tanning salons and jewelry stores that add on travel to just services they can offer their current clients. That group, it's a very handheld group. So Magnum actually does the booking so that the agent is free to spend all of their time focused on their customer interaction and, you know, their best customer service they can provide. So we're kind of like they're kind of the telephone between us and the client. We have no contact with their clients, but they're able to, you know, gather their clients' wish lists, where they want to go and dates and, you know, how many people are going and their ages, all that, all the details, pass it over to us. And we'll work up a couple itineraries, do all the research, give that back to the agent for them to present to their client, and kind of use that, you know, chain of communication until we're ready to do the booking. At that point, we're able to do a 50% commission split with that agent. They have a one-time sign-up fee, but then after that, it's just a 50% commission split. So they make money only when we make money only when they make money, kind of thing. So that's how the business group works.
So that's a good opportunity for someone that already has an established customer base, and they want to get their feet wet with the travel business. And you know, there is a relationship maybe between their current customer base, say at a beauty parlor, a relationship between the owners of the beauty parlor, and because of that relationship, the folks that go to that beauty parlor as customers have the trust in the in the business, and they would likely buy travel from them. I think that's a good opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We find that, you know, you always want to give your clients every opportunity that you can provide for them. And so this is a great way to just be able to do the front facing part of it. And not, because the research is, every travel agent knows, can take a long time, and you can vary from one end of the continent to the next. You never know where you might totally wind up. So we kind of handle the research part of it, giving that agent the opportunity to spend the face-to-face and with their clients.
Yeah, and that's so important, because that's why people go to the travel agent, is because of the expertise and the time-saving factor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Our next membership level is called our coach group. This we kind of, Lorraine, I spoke with on Wednesday, and she kind of nicknamed the Leave the Nest group, and I liked that a lot. It's kind of our middle group for a reason. It's not really meant to be sat in, but it offers a lot of hands-on training where we can help you learn how to handle those bookings so these agents can handle their bookings completely on their own. We spend a lot of time teaching you how to do the bookings, and you know, just our tips and tricks to make it run smoothly and make sure all your I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and that kind of stuff. And again, with this kind of group, there's a one-time sign-up fee, and then it's a 75% commission split to you. So 75% of the commissions that you generate are paid to you.
Yeah, I like that Leave the Nest metaphor. That's good.
Yeah. Lorraine said that, and I thought, oh my gosh, I have to keep that. It was perfect.
Yeah. And that's a great opportunity for new travel agents to come in, and or people that are interested in making travel their full-time or part-time business, and to jump on board and have an opportunity to learn how it works.
Yeah, it is. And we really like that we're kind of like there to double check your work almost, kind of thing. You know, we really want you to be able to become more independent, but want you to feel like you're not just, you know, out there on your own and left to fail in case something goes wrong. We are definitely in your back corner to make sure that everything is as it should be.
Now, at this point, do you give the new travel agent an IATA number?
We all book with the same IATA number.
Okay. So they have access to that IATA number so that they can join NACTA and other associations.
That's correct.
Yeah. And that's important for new travel agents to become a part of the community through someone like NACTA.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're absolutely supportive of our agents, you know, learning more about the industry and joining whichever groups they feel the most comfortable with and, you know, really taking charge of their business.
Then another level up is, you have one more level, I think?
We do. We have one more group. It's called our first class group. It's designed for travel agents who have run their own businesses for years or who are just fully committed to handling bookings and, you know, marketing everything 100% on their own. With this group, it's a little bit different in that every agent is able to participate in and keep the perks of all the reward programs that each vendors offer. Because of the other groups, we're handling some of the bookings ourselves and we're teaming up a little bit more with the agencies. We don't support, you know, joining those reward programs and keeping them all. But in this group, since they're handling all the bookings, they're able to keep all the reward points and perks. And this group, since they're handling all of the work, all of the research, all the bookings, we pay 100% of the commissions to them.
Okay, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We charge a low quarterly fee, and they're able to keep 100% of the commissions that they generate.
Well, that sounds pretty good. 100% of anything is always good, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Also, all of our memberships include, you know, guaranteed delivery of promotions from our preferred vendors. We want to make sure that if there are specials going on that you know about it. We also offer access to our agent-only website. It's a login, password-protected page on our website where we post recent news and updates, you know, vendor information and contacts for our reps and current promo codes that any of our agents are using. We like to share those so that any of your clients happen to be going to the same place at the same time, they're able to receive that discount with the promo code. We offer you know, we encourage all of our agents to go on fam trips. We really want them to be able to, you know, you always sell best when you've been somewhere and you get excited about it. And, you know, clients can hear that smile in your voice when you talk about somewhere that you've enjoyed going to and that you want to share with them. So we encourage the option of going on fam trips. So we're always in contact to let you know when those are coming up. And then each group, each agent is automatically, you know, a part of our referral program, where if you refer another agency that signs on with Magnum, we automatically send you a check for $500.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's always nice to have some extra spending money.
Sure. What kind of training do you offer at any of the levels? Do you have any training programs at any of the three levels?
We do. We're kind of redesigning it a bit right now. We currently, most of our agents are located near us here in Wisconsin. So we've had we're having a couple ideas for some in-house training. We're also working on setting up our own fam trip. We're thinking probably somewhere in the Cancun area so we can see more of the resorts. But we're working on setting up our own training and topics here in our office, and probably this fall or next spring.
Okay.
In Mexico.
Okay. Any training materials on the website?
We're working on setting up some of these video trainings. It's still a learning in process.
Sure.
For me myself, but we're excited to, you know, to get those running up and running.
Yeah, great. You know, it's, you know, I've done this before. It's so much nicer, and that may not be the best word, but it's just much nicer to deal with a family organization than getting lost in the crowd at a large host agency.
It's true. It's true. Especially since right now we're small enough that we can really hands on, you know, it's either myself or my mom, who are in contact with our agents, teaching them how to handle bookings and doing all these training right now. It's hands-on, but we're working on becoming bigger and setting up more things on our website for that reason.
Yeah, great. When an agent logs into your website, what kind of a back office do you have for that agent? You know, how do they track commissions and that type of thing?
Right now we use a lot of Google spreadsheets. So we have a Google form out there where it's got all the form fields filled out where they can enter any of the bookings they have booked, and we can see a complete spreadsheet, and everything is paid out as we receive them. Most vendors don't pay a commission until after travel, obviously. So we pay commissions on a 2-week basis, and any commissions that are received are paid out once they're received in our office.
Oh, that's nice. You know, I remember waiting forever for commission checks.
The idea of being paid quarterly just seems so agonizing, and we would like to be paid every 2 weeks, so we figure our agents probably would too.
yeah, that's nice. What kind of consortiums or affiliations do you belong to?
We're associated with Travel Savers.
Why that's important is because if you belong to a consortium, the consortium offers discounts that travel agents can pass on to clients. And, you know, for people that are new listening to this, I kind of want to explain some of this stuff, but that is so important. And that helps your competitiveness, even though you shouldn't be competing on price necessarily. You need to compete on service, but price is always a good factor.
Absolutely. Yeah. We want to make sure our clients are able to receive the best benefits that they can get from our agents.
Your agency likely offers a full line of travel products, cruises.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, right now, since we are a Midwest-based company, I know Apple and Fungit are kind of our bread and butter tours, but we definitely offer cruises and CLIA memberships. And, you know, we just booked a group out to Australia, and, you know, we're not just a local agency.
Well, Magnum sounds like an excellent organization to belong to, and you know, I do want to promote it. You know, after having talked with Megan and spent some time on their website, and I know Laureen's talked with Megan as well, I think this is a great opportunity for experienced agents who want to make 100% commission, and a good opportunity for new agents to get in on the ground floor with some hand holding and the ability to gain some experience with people who are there and really interested in you and willing to take a little bit of time with you, which is important. With that, well, first of all, how do people find your website?
Sure. You can find us at magnumtravelworldwide.com/switch, SWITCH. There you'll find a contact form to get in touch with us. We can learn a little bit more about where you're at, you know, experience-wise, or a little bit more about your business itself, and we can discuss which group might be most beneficial for your agency, for your business. We'd just love to get in contact with you.
Yeah, learn a little bit more about where they're at in the whole process.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
And then if someone wants to get a hold of you, Megan, how would they do that?
Sure. They can reach me via email at magnumtravelnetwork@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/magnumtravel. It's a picture. You'll see a picture of me and my mom, and we're standing in front of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Those super cheesy. Gotta love those moments.
As an offer to the home-based travel agent listeners, you and your mom have decided to create a generous offer for our listeners.
We're excited to offer an exclusive to the home audience of the home-based travel agent show, an exclusive offer that if you sign on with Magnum Travel as your host agency by June 30th, we're happy to give you a one-month trial for free. So you have nothing to lose. It's just a one-month trial, and we hope you like us enough to stick around.
And that's a one-month free trial for any of the levels of service that you provide, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, great. So we've learned a little bit about Magnum Travel, and we'll learn a little bit more about Magnum Travel in future shows. And I hope you, as our listener, can take a look at Magnum Travel Worldwide and help us out, support the home-based travel agent show by taking advantage of that one-month free exclusive offer. And if you sign on, you know, that helps us. So since Magnum Travel Worldwide is a new sponsor for us, and I want to thank Megan for that. You can reach me. I'm Barry, and you can reach me at barry@hometravelagent.net and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, which HBTAS are the initials of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. So take a gander at our Facebook page. And you can always email me. We do love to get emails from our listeners and let us know what you think. And Megan, I want to thank you for your offer and becoming a part of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show as a sponsor. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you again for having me.
Yeah, and thank you for being on the show too. Well, thank you, Lori and Megan, for being a part of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I want to mention to everyone that the Home-Based Travel Agent Show is a NACTA, the National Association of Career Travel Agents. We are a NACTA affiliate. And check out our website at hometravelagent.net. We have a new look and a new player, and that's quite a player. I really like it. And check it out. Listen to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show right on the website using that new player. Works pretty cool. Also, when you go to the website, you can subscribe to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show newsletter, and you'll receive the show notes whenever an episode is published. And just to let you know, we don't spam. I don't like that, and I don't do it, and your email address is not shared with anyone. It's just a part of the show here, and we send you a note, the show notes, when they're published. So go over and sign up. I think you'll like that too. And we hope you support our sponsors, the sponsors of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and by doing that, you help us out. You help pay for the expenses that we incur in producing the show. We have hosting expenses and domain name service expenses and all kinds of little stuff that adds up throughout the year. And if you support our sponsors, you help us out with that too. And I want to thank you for listening. We appreciate you taking the time to listen. And I know you have a busy schedule, and we're happy to have you plug us into your ears on a monthly basis, and maybe more often once in a while too. So I want to thank you for that. Well, we'll be back next month. So until then, stay healthy, safe travels, So long, everybody. Bye-bye.